testimony.
Imagine you are talking with a friend about the classes you plan to take next term. You are not sure whether to sign up for Psychology 230 or Accounting 181. Both are requirements. Both meet at the same time of day. Your friend says, "I took those classes last year. They're both good, but Professor Hassam was excellent in Psych 230. She's one of the best teachers on campus. If she's teaching the course next term, I'd take it for sure." You check the timetable and find that Professor Hassam is indeed slated for Psychology 230. You sign up for her course. As this story illustrates, we are often influenced by the testimony of other people when making decisions in everyday life. Much the same thing happens in public speaking. Just as you are likely to be swayed by your friend's recommendation about which class to take, so audiences tend to respect the opinions of people who have special knowledge or experience on the topic at hand. By quoting or paraphrasing such people, you can give your ideas greater strength and impact. The two major kinds of testimony are expert testimony and peer testimony.
Expert testimony.
In most speeches, you will probably rely on expert testimony, testimony from people who are acknowledged authorities in their fields. Expert testimony is especially helpful for student speakers because students are seldom recognized as experts on their speech topics. Citing the views of people who are experts is a good way to lend credibility to your speeches. It shows that you are not just mouthing your own opinions, but that your position is supported by people who are knowledgeable about the topic. Expert testimony is even more important when a topic is controversial or when the audience is skeptical about a speaker's point of view.
Peer testimony.
Another type of testimony often used in speeches is peer testimony. Opinions of people like ourselves, not prominent figures, but ordinary citizens who have first-hand experience on the topic. This kind of testimony is especially valuable because it gives a more personal viewpoint on issues than can be gained from expert testimony. It conveys the feelings, the knowledge, the insight of people who speak with the voice of genuine experience. For example, if you were speaking about the barriers faced by people with physical disabilities, you would surely include testimony from doctors and other medical authorities. But in this case, the expert testimony would be limited because it cannot communicate what it really means to have a physical disability. To communicate that, you need statements from people who have physical disabilities, such as the following. Itzhak Perlman, the world-renowned violinist whose legs are paralyzed, once said, "When you are in a wheelchair, people don't talk to you. Perhaps they think it is contagious, or perhaps they think crippled legs mean a crippled mind. But whatever the reason, they treat you like a thing." Paul Longmore, who lost the use of his legs as a child, notes that most people are uncomfortable in the presence of someone who is handicapped. "It's only when they really go out of their way to get to know us," he says, "that they realize we are just as bright, witty, and companionable as they are." There is no way expert testimony can express these ideas with the same authenticity and emotional impact. Quoting versus paraphrasing. The statements from Itzhak Perlman and Paul Longmore are presented as direct quotations. Testimony can also be presented by paraphrasing. Rather than quoting someone verbatim, you present the gist of that person's ideas in your own words.